Today we come together with hearts weary from the news in Connecticut. For some of us, as you just heard, this news touches wounds that we were already carrying, touches us more closely because of connections that we already had. For some of us, this news adds to cries we hear for love, for care, and for change in our world. We pray for families who have lost dear children and families who've lost grown children whose work and gifts brought them into harm's way. We pray for communities that have been shaken by violence. We believe that a human life is sacred. It is sacred in being born. It is sacred in its living. And it is sacred in dying. I invite you to turn your attention to your own bodies and spirits this morning. For when we pray for others, we also need to pray for ourselves. What would it look like to be gentle with yourself right now? What care do you need right now? Writer Nanette Sawyer invites us to consider that hospitality to ourselves may lay the groundwork for our hearts to welcome and care for others. Today we also give thanks. Thanks for those many people whose lives are part of the interdependent web we seek to sustain. Educators and rescue workers, psychologists and chaplains, policemen and medical personnel. So many of us have committed to work that tends to the threads that hold us together in community and help us to heal when the web feels frail. We know that many places all over the world experience violence and conditions that challenge life. We know bias and prejudice fuel many of these conditions, and we pray that hearts now closed may be opened and changed, that insight and understanding may guide us to resolutions and possibilities for healing. We pray that these shifts may take place in our own hearts and minds and be shared as a gift from one to the other. Let us take a moment of silence to be with all of those sorrows and thanks and hopes.